When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 68. Exercise is not punishment for eating, and you don't have to earn your food. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, it's a Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik, as always, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Really quickly, if you want to help support this show, you can visit oldpodcast.com/support. There's a bunch of ways you can help there, both financially and otherwise, so we really appreciate your support. And here's today's inspiring quote. It's the start that stops most people. And without further ado, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Exercise is not punishment for eating, and you don't have to earn your food. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. How many minutes of vigorous exercise do you think you'd have to perform to burn off the calories from 3 cookies? Who cares? That's a stupid question. 3 cookies have 539.71 calories. You would have to do a gazillion burpees and hula hoop for 29 minutes just to burn it off. You've seen the charts corresponding to the most recent holiday time treats that show the amount of calories for certain foods and how many minutes of certain exercises you'd have to perform to burn it off. You ate it, now negate it, they shout. In this sense, exercise is punishment for eating. You have to earn or work off your treats and meals. No, just no. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, before a feast like Thanksgiving, I do extra workouts to, quote, earn my upcoming meal. And on the day of the big family event, I'd go for a long walk to burn calories, knowing I was going to consume more than usual later in the day. I'm earning my food, I'd exclaim as I power walked the neighborhood. The other afternoon, before an early family Thanksgiving celebration, as I stepped outside with my dog, I recalled those previous years when those walks were, essentially, punishment for the food I was going to consume later in the day. I was burning calories to earn all of that tasty food I was going to eat. But no more. Exercise is not punishment. Moving your body should never be done as punishment, and you do not have to earn your food. Some even add, because you're not a dog, to that statement, but I disagree. I don't make my dog earn his food either. I feed him because I love him, and I'm a responsible canine mom. Now, my pre-Thanksgiving walk is not done for the sake of burning calories. Exercise is not punishment. I go for these walks because I know it's good to move my body. It allows me to clear my mind, enjoy the fresh air and sunshine, watch the turkey vultures, there are dozens of them here, cut through the stiff breeze searching for an afternoon snack, and laugh at my dog as he stares down neighborhood squirrels and hikes his leg on every stop sign and fire hydrant. These walks make me feel good, and I enjoy them. That is why I do them. I don't do anything out of the ordinary before or after any special occasion. Want ideas you can practice to avoid the, quote, exercise as punishment mentality? Go about business as usual, following an eating style that works for you, such as the diet that has no name, and move your body in a way that you enjoy. This can be in the form of total body strength training workouts, yoga, hiking, rock climbing, spinning, or whatever you enjoy. And how about instead of panicking over how many calories we'll consume on Thanksgiving and causing ourselves unnecessary stress, we instead be grateful we have an abundance of food to enjoy and people to share it with. Let's get absorbed in the moment when everyone is around the table talking, laughing, and doing the goofy things that makes your family unique. We all have them. Stop obsessing over how many carbs you're eating and immerse yourself in the moment. We'd be best served not to obsess over a single meal and instead focus on what we do the other 364 days of the year, because what we do on those days are what have the greatest impact. Not a single meal, no matter how large and calorie-laden it may be. A few meals isn't worth obsessing over. It's the things we do over and over for the long term that matter most. Good and bad reasons to exercise. Exercise is good for you, but make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Consider the following a litmus test of sorts, whether your reason for exercising is acceptable or not. Acceptable reasons to exercise. 1. To be more, not less. 2. To get stronger. 3. To relieve stress. 4. To do something you enjoy. 5. To feel good about yourself. 6. To see what your body is capable of doing. And 7. To improve your quality of life. There are numerous other good reasons to move your body, but you get the idea. Unacceptable reasons to exercise. 1. Punishment. 2. To, quote, earn food. 3. To work off a large meal. 4. Because you overindulged. 5. Because you hate how you look. If you currently work out for the unacceptable reasons, make it a goal to choose one of the better ones listed above. Before each workout, ask, why am I doing this? Make sure it's a good reason. Vow to no longer punish yourself with exercise. Remember, it's not about a few meals. Focus instead on what you can do well the additional 360 plus days of the year, because those matter most. If you want some ideas, you can refer to the article, 5 Principles of Health and Fitness for Those Who Are Tired of All the Nonsense, on Nia Shank's website. You just listened to the post titled, Exercise is Not Punishment for Eating, and You Don't Have to Earn Your Food, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, this post hit home with me, especially based on the story I shared with you all yesterday. If you recall, I had a huge brunch over the weekend with some family to celebrate my wife's birthday, and I totally gorged on that breakfast food. And so for me, I wanted to get back in the gym to, quote unquote, burn off that excess food. But I'm unique in this sense. For me, I don't see it as punishment when I go back to the gym. Instead, it's a way to motivate me to really hit the gym hard, and it's something I actually enjoy. I like to push myself like that. But of course, that's not everyone. So for me, if I go off track a little bit and maybe eat too much, I actually look forward to getting back in the gym and pushing myself a little bit further. I don't see it so much as a punishment, but just as an excuse to get back into the gym sooner than later. Now, I completely agree with Nia when she said it's not about a few meals per se, but it's what you're doing the rest of the year. But like I said in a previous post, if we count up all the holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, all of those kinds of little celebrations in between, all of a sudden, what seems like just a few times a year suddenly becomes a pattern. And so it's always a good idea to look at yourself and see, is it truly just a few meals a year that I'm doing this? Or is this truly a pattern? Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a page up at oldpodcast.com that you can visit if you'd like to show your support, financial or otherwise. Anything listed there would be a huge help. You can visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help page, or go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. We thank you so much in advance for showing us your support. Thank you for listening. That's 68 episodes down, if you can believe it. I'll see you in about another 24 hours or so, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.